Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Empowerment 365. We provide daily motivation and empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Brown. Today we will go into the empowerment concept. We will talk about gratitude, talk about forgiveness, talk about humility, go into the praise model, and the seven C's of personal empowerment. We'll do a relaxation technique, and I want you to sit back, take this moment in your life to just be. Just take this few moments to take out for yourself, to just relax it all, and let just be your moment. So let this moment be your moment. And we start every program, every empowerment activity with the empowerment pledge. And that is, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I am becoming better every day, just one day at a time. And if you will allow your life to unfold just one day at a time, not trying to control it, not trying to manage it, but allowing it to unfold. And while it's unfolding, taking every day to work on yourself. Taking every day to begin to examine and look at you. Just look at yourself. Look at where you are. Examine your thoughts, feelings, moods, and emotions. And you'll have it. You will. And that's what it's all about. It's all about motivation and empowerment and working on yourself. And, you know, in this world today, we think medications and, you know, things of that nature will help you to work on yourself. And it does to a degree. But at some point, it has to be you. The individual within that makes the choice. And somewhere in there, there's a seed within you that says, I can do more. I can do better. I can begin to practice, examine, and working on myself every day. Just do the examinations. Just get a checkup. And every day what we do here is give you a mental, physical, and emotional checkup to empower you to become the best person that you can be. And so with that stated, the next thing that we do with the empowerment concept is praise. And praise is important because it allows you to get to a spiritual place in your life very quickly by thinking, feeling, and allowing yourself to get your day started with positive energy, positive thoughts. Get your day started with saying thank you for recognizing and acknowledging some things in your life, and then giving yourself the opportunity to reach out for others in a selfless, humble way. And then it's the quiet stillness, the reflection, the time that you place where you just go within and listen. And then you end with thanksgiving. And if you can become thankful, then you have it. If you can become humble, then you have it. And so every day is a day where you know you can continue to grow and change. That's what it's all about. And so praise is something that we all should do in our lives, and we should all get to a place where praise is what we do. And so right now I want you to humble yourself, humble your heart, open your heart up, forget some things, forgive some things. Let some things go and to begin to just feel humble. feel like you are here for a reason. Feel that you have a purpose in life. Feel that you are blessed. Feel that you have a mission in life. Give praise right now for waking up this morning. Give praise right now for waking up in your right mind. Give praise for you. So if you would join me in acknowledging and recognizing some of the things that we've been given as benefits here, it may make your life better. Would you join me in praising this morning? And what I just want you to do is recognize that there are things around you. There's stars, there's sky, there's air, there's clouds, there's rain, there's snow, there are trees and birds and animals and so many different things that are here for us. Become thankful for those things and acknowledge that there's a higher power that created those things for you, first of all, because you didn't do that. You can't put the sun in the sky. You can't put a cloud in the sky. You can't create planets. You can't create stars. All you can do is try to manage your life that's in front of you unfolding every day. And I just want you to say thank you for all of those things. Thank you for air. Because without air, you would not breathe and you would not exist. Become thankful for the trees and the blade of grass. Become thankful for all of those things outside of you. Thank you so much. And then acknowledge those benefits that you have. Your physical body, your eyes, your heartbeat, your lungs, and that every system is working properly and functioning well and appropriately just for you. Will you give thanks for your life right now? And all of the material possessions that you've been given, can you just say thank you? And can you take a few moments out of your life to just acknowledge that it is outside of you that allows these things to be in your life? That you're not paying the bills, you're being given help, and you didn't get the job, you was given a benefit. And you didn't get the car, it was given to you as a benefit. It was a gift. And the house and the clothing and the jewelry and the cable and so on and so forth. You are blessed right now for what it is that you have because you have it. And because you have it, you have to understand that you are blessed. Recognize and acknowledge what's in front of you. Everything that you see is a blessing. Now what I want you to do is begin to transition your thoughts into intercession. And we're going to intercede on someone else's part. Bless someone else today. Pray for someone right now. Pray for someone right now that needs help. Pray for someone right now that needs assistance. Pray for someone right now that's struggling emotionally. Pray for someone right now who is struggling mentally. Pray for someone who is worried about a job. Pray for someone who is worried about money. Pray for somebody who just needs your word without you even being there. Just do that right now for someone. And then take the opportunity to ask for something for yourself. Whatever you need, ask for it right now. Ask for it right now. Ask for it. And become thankful. And now, what I want you to do is take a moment to reflect on that part of it that you've been able to give to someone else before asking for anything for yourself. Come to yourself and become thankful right now. Praise right now. Become thankful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You have so much to be thankful for. And if you can't remember anything to be thankful for, go back to being thankful for your life. Go back to being thankful for waking up. If you don't have anything else to be thankful for today, be thankful for your life and waking up, because that is the blessing and the benefit. And now, let's transition into the next phase. And it's quiet. And you ask for everything, and you've said everything that you wanted and prayed for some other things and acknowledged and recognized, and now it's just time for silence. That is the time now to listen for the still voice. Quiet your mind and your thoughts. Relax your body and just begin to listen. Listen for direction. Listen for guidance. Listen for purpose. Listen for peace. Listen for love. Listen for understanding. Listen for your divine guidance and direction, your GPS, your purpose, your God purpose system directs you. Quiet your heart right now in your mind. Just listen. As we continue to disquiet ourselves, become thankful once again, then we transition into quiet relaxation, where you can relax your mind. The daily practice of letting go, relaxing your body, relaxing your mind, balancing your energies, yourself, your thoughts, just releasing. Just relax with me for a second. Relax your mind. Just relax your thoughts. Breathe in. Let it go slowly. No worries. No cares. No frustrations. You could just calm yourself down. Yes, that's it. Relax your forehead. Relax your eyes. Breathe in. Feel the air. Let it go. Relax your face. Relax the crown of your head. Relax your neck. Relax your throat. and relax your spine. Relax your shoulders, your arms, your elbows, your wrist, your hands, and your fingers. Just relax. Breathe in. Let it go slowly. No worries. No cares. No responsibilities. Just peace. Now I want you to relax your chest. Mentally relax your abdomen. Relax your waist and your hips. Relax your legs, your thighs. Relax your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your ankles, your feet, and your toes. Just relax from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Find a very peaceful space within and just let go. Let go of your worries. Let go of your concerns. Let go of your cares. And just be. Breathe in. Just let go. Can you just relax and let your life unfold? Can you be at peace no matter what life presents? I accept my life as it is. Breathe in and just let go. Wiggling your fingers and your toes, feeling light and peaceful. Feeling good on the inside, knowing and acknowledging what peace is all about. That's the empowerment. That is what Empowerment 365 is all about. It is all about having you to connect and relax, find you. Life is for enjoyment, experience. Enjoy your life. And I'm glad that you could join me again today for another morning of gratitude and praise. Join me again tomorrow and every day for Empowerment 365, 365 days motivation and empowerment for you. Go out to the website, www.theempowerment.weebly.com. It's Weebly, Weebly.com. Go out there and check out the site. Check out the shows. Check out Finding You with Marvin Rowan and my co-host Stan Macklin. We have a lot of different things that you can listen to and check out. So do that and come back and join me tomorrow for another day of Empowerment 365. Thank you so much. you can to work on yourself. Begin to become the best person that you can be today, each day, every day, one day at a time. Talk to you tomorrow. Peace.